And a oop.
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our bed for our little program here. Okay. So we ate at that restaurant inside IKEA. Calling it a restaurant is a little generous. In the IKEA in West Sacramento. So, honey, what does IKEA mean to you in your life?
I'm an IKEA fan. Mm-hmm. I like going there and walking around and looking at the cute little bedroom setups and imagining that I live there.
Yeah, they do great staging, very aesthetically pleasing.
They have really cute little home decor items.
Yeah.
I like it.
Have you ever bought furniture?
Yes. I bought a loft bed for Luna when she was 5 years old, and I bought the little mattress for it and the sheets and the pillows and everything for it.
Is that the one that has the ladder and then like a desk on the first floor or whatever?
Yeah.
Fun. Where is
Super
it?
Super fun. We got rid of it when Luna was like 9 or 10.
Was the first floor a desk or was it a bunk bed?
No, it was just the ground.
Oh, I see.
And then I ended up putting a mattress under the ground on the ground there for Lennox. So it was like some sort of a bunk bed, loft bed hybrid.
Gotcha. IKEA to me means missing parts, such as washers, bolts, and screws. I have helped put together IKEA furniture in my life for friends and family throughout the years, and it's always missing washers and screws. And you go to IKEA and you're like, I need 18 of these screws, and they're like, oh, okay. And they disappear and they come back because they're so used to missing parts and people coming in needing stuff. So it's just business as usual for them. And one time we were putting a bed together for Matt Furuzawa, and we're looking at the directions, the diagram or whatever. And it says, put this screw into this hole in the bedpost. But there was no hole. And we were like, okay. So we just drilled a gosh dang hole with a gosh dang drill because we're real men. And it worked. It was put together, but it's cheap. It's shoddy. It's fine. But much like the food, it is what it is. When I was in my 20s, my friend Chuck Johnson said IKEA was where you meet the ladies because he said, there are girls in their 20s furnishing their apartments and you can scam on them. And I said, oh, yeah. But Chuck is really good looking and he is game. And I'm fat and I have no game. But thanks for bringing it up, Chuck. The blue and yellow color scheme, honey, are you a fan of that?
Yeah, it's the Swedish flag.
Yes,
that's true. I love it.
And Blockbuster Video.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's also the title of the hit song by Wiz Khalifa, Blue and Yellow, Blue and Yellow, Blue and Yellow. I've never bought furniture there, but like I said, I've helped put together many a piece for friends and family throughout the decades. And I've bought like a few things from the marketplace or the market hall, the thing at the end where everything's just put together in a bunch of giant buckets and baskets. I bought a plant stand and a spatula because those are like cheap, easy investments.
I really like those small scale, cheaper items they have. They're really cute and they're unique and they're affordable. I've bought lamps and a wall light and some wall art.
Yeah. Well, like when I go through the kitchen section, I'm like, who's buying cabinets from IKEA? And it's very intimidating for me because I've never bought cabinets. And then I don't know. I wouldn't buy them at IKEA, I guess. Oh, but they have like those employees who have computers and they're planning everything and they're blueprinting or whatever and architecturally designing things. And that's impressive to me. But I never know what to do there. I just walk as quickly as possible, keep my eyes to the ground. I've also never eaten inside the restaurant. You have, right, honey?
Yeah.
With your mummy?
A few times, uh-huh.
Do you remember anything noteworthy or?
I like their food a lot. Mm. I love the lingonberry.
Ah.
You know, you don't find that anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's unique to IKEA and Sweden.
The name lingonberry is unique, but it's just jam. Jam
it's a berry, is not unique. Jam. I like the meatballs. Mm. I like the casual seating.
Yeah.
I like how you get your food, you go sit down.
Yeah.
Cafeteria style.
Yeah. So IKEA originates from Sweden. So honey, what does Sweden mean to you in your life?
I love Sweden. I love Swedish culture. I went on vacation to Stockholm a few years ago with two of my cousins.
Right.
And it was a great trip because great company with my two cousins. But yeah. Also, Stockholm is gorgeous. Mm. I loved it. And I love the buildings, the old architecture. I love the food. I love the old history, things you can go see.
What time of year was it? And was it cold or was it snowing?
It was very cold. We went in October. It wasn't snowing, but it was very cold. Mm. It was just gorgeous.
Sweden, in pop culture, some references. The Swedish Chef from the Muppets. Swedish House Mafia. Don't you worry, child. ABBA. Ace of Base. A poor man's ABBA. Roxette. A poor man's Atlantic Star. Max Martin, creator and producer of many a hits by Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and on and on and on. Spotify is originally from Sweden. Volvo, Saab, a poor man's BMW, Minecraft, the video game, and finally, the wireless technology Bluetooth was originated in Sweden, was invented in Sweden by a Swedish engineer named Jaappa Harrison. So we walk in, it was 10:45-ish, 11, and a bunch, you see this phrase, H-E-J, exclamation point, hedge. Don't hedge your bets. It's on the employees' vests. It's on the wall. It's on the trays we got to put our plates on. It's everywhere. It means hello in Sweden. It's a ginormous space. And we've been by it many a time. And you could see it's a big building. But when you go in there, it's especially the warehouse part where they have all the furniture and boxes stacked up to the ceiling. It's huge, huge. So we go directly to the food. And like you said, honey, it's a cafeteria. They got like the line, crowd control barrier divider thingies. So you form a nice and proper line. The ladies, I mean, they're practically school lunch ladies. Everything is under glass. There's some self-serve stuff like the cakes, and there are salads and wraps that you just pull up the little glass thing and you can grab the plate of a cake, a slice of cake or whatever. But when you get to the hot food, it's just a couple ladies and they got giant hot trays of meatballs and peas and all that, and they just scoop it for you. You tell them what you want, they scoop it for you and they hand it to you. Not much ambiance, but I like it. It's how they keep the cost down, I guess. It's cold. It's cold like the Swedish people. You bust your own trays. I like that. So you don't have to wait for anybody. There's no question. A lot of restaurants nowadays, I'm like, wait, do we bust our trays? Do we leave it here? And then some people bring the trays back to the trash. But then some people just leave a mess. And it's very confusing. But I like it because they have this area where it's just a bunch of shelves of trays and you can bring it back on your own. I like that. The sodas are self-serve silverware, napkins, all that stuff. You grab as much as you want. The sodas, the soda fountain, they don't have like Coca-Cola or Pepsi. It's like Swedish off-brand soda. It has names like sparkling soda, sugar-free cola, lingonberry cola, Nordic fruit water, sparkling pear. Looks inviting, but I also didn't want to... I don't know what's in there. Is it 0 calories? Is it 900 calories? So I just got a bottle of Diet Pepsi at the counter.
American.
Lazy, dumb, stupid American. The view was gorgeous.
Breathtaking.
It's a high ceiling, and it's just glass from floor to whatever it is, 15, 20 feet high. And it's super impressive. There's just glass everywhere.
The majority of the view is the IKEA parking lot.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, it's impressive, and you're really high up.
Yeah.
And it's like all window, like you were saying. Yeah. So it's still cool.
Yeah. And you see I-80. It's very exciting. it's not the greatest view, but it's super cool that you can sit next to all this see-through glass. And we got a table right next to the mini windows. And I was like, wow, this is impressive. They have something, what they call veggie medallions. They're just egg bites. You make these, honey.
Yeah, I love making egg bites at home.
And it's just a muffin tin, some eggs, some cheese, maybe some red peppers or whatever.
Yeah.
Super simple, super yummy. But they sell them for $3.49. And they're the same size. They're the same product.
Scandalous.
And it's like two or three bites. Mm-hmm. What the heck? Rip off. They got salads, wraps, and cake. They have a salad called the Stockholm salad, which to me is insensitive. Like, if you were ever a hostage or in a terrorist situation, wouldn't that be triggering to see Stockholm salad?
Do you think the city of Stockholm hates that connection and affiliation?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to change your name to Homestock or something. I do think that is an odd choice to be making light of that predicament.
It's the capital of Sweden.
Yeah, but it's also Stockholm syndrome.
You can't let the bad guys win, honey.
The author of Hostage, Terrorist, Hostage. They have a microwave, like in the middle of the whole cafeteria. They have a microwave for your use. So if your meatballs, do the meatballs come out cold often? I could easily see that. Or maybe you forget, you want your pastry warmed up. Just throw it in the microwave there. I think that's fun. I think that's convenient. And they have self-serve ketchup, ranch, and barbecue sauce. So let's get to what's really important, honey, the food. I got a medium breakfast plate, and I got the Swedish meatball dinner. I ate two meals. Listen, I'm a real man. It's my last hurrah. I'm living my best life. It was a bang bang. But you had some of my breakfast and you added some of Luna's breakfast. Medium breakfast plate cost $5.50. Came with eggs, potatoes, bacon, and served with Swedish pancakes. They're crepes.
Yeah, what's the difference? I meant to ask my brother yesterday when I saw him.
There is no difference.
My brother was making crepes yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I meant to ask him if he knows the difference. To me, they're identical.
Yeah, yeah. I think the crepe is like a French connotation, and the Swedish pancakes are Swedish pancakes. Who knows? And they come with lingonberry jam. What did you think, honey? You had a bit of everything from me and Luna's breakfast.
Are we being honest here?
Yes,
please. Is this a safe space?
Please.
The Swedish pancakes were overcooked.
Terrible.
They were hard.
Yeah.
They didn't taste fresh.
Right.
They weren't soft.
Yeah. They were cooked a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Rubbery, chewy. The lingonberry jam made it edible on some level.
Lingonberry was the best part of the whole meal.
But Luna took a bite and she was like, no thanks. Yeah, they were bad. And yeah, they were not fresh. Even crepes, like you got to eat them ASAP right when they come out of the pan or whatever. So yeah, the Swedish pancakes, huge miss. The potatoes, I thought they were just straight out of a frozen bag. They were fine, I guess. Just nothing about them. The eggs were from every single Hotel Continental breakfast you've ever eaten at in your entire life. They were powdered. They were just, I mean, they were fine, I guess. Okay, they were terrible. You know them. You hate them. But you eat them if they're free to your hotel room. I thought the bacon was perfectly serviceable. It's thin, it's cheap, it was fine.
It was at least cooked well. Yes. It wasn't that white, undercooked stuff you usually get.
Yeah. It was only two pieces. It could have kicked it up. But for $5.50, I mean, that is a deal, I guess. And then we both got the Swedish meatballs dinner, which comes with mashed potatoes, peas, and lingonberry jam. The meatballs have a gravy on them, and they give you a little Swedish flag in the meatball.
It was so cute.
It's a tiny Swedish flag attached to a toothpick that they stick in one of your meatballs. I thought it was adorable until I realized they signed me up for the draft, and if Sweden goes to war, I have to fight on their behalf. How dare they? How dare they? What did you think about the meatball dinner, honey, the Swedish meatball dinner? Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections?
It was good. Hmm. It wasn't great. Hmm. It was like a lunch cafeteria food.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like.
Yeah.
The peas were not good.
Yeah. Like some of them were green and some of them were brownish green. Like a good amount, maybe 40%. Were just sad, sad, sad looking peas, down on their luck, down on their luck, brown. These peas should have been pulled off the freaking conveyor belt or something. They were not appealing, but yeah, in the end, they were peas.
Mashed potatoes were like those instant powdered mashed potatoes, which actually are good.
Yeah.
The meatballs are good.
Yeah.
They kind of taste just like the frozen meatballs that we eat and enjoy here at home, but it's fine. The gravy was kind of cold and congealy a bit.
Why didn't you head on over to the microwave, darling?
Overall, I mean, I cleared my plate, but it wasn't great.
Yeah. The mashed potatoes, they were fine, but boxed and cheap. And compared to like real mashed potatoes, it's just okay, whatever. Meatballs were good. Not great. They throw a couple meatballs in the lingonberry jam. Did you like that, darling?
Yeah.
I didn't.
It was okay.
it was fine, but I didn't need it.
I think that's how the Swedes do it, so I want it to be authentic.
Oh, to do. They're a minor step up from the frozen meatballs we buy every week.
There was one year.
Yeah.
That I decided to make our entire Thanksgiving dinner from Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And so I got everything there except for the ham.
Right.
But all of the sides, the mashed potatoes, the gravy.
Yeah.
And my Dollar Tree dinner was better than this food that we had at IKEA.
Yes. Exactly. Well, this is cheap food, but they do it at scale.
Yeah.
On a huge, large scale, so it makes it even crappier.
And I don't think it's cooked with love.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's cooked from frozen.
Maybe cooked from frozen.
They have a bunch of those microwaves in back.
Angry ladies serving it up on your plate for you.
They were not happy. In fact, when I first got there, I said, because they have the menu on the TV up above everything. And small breakfast plate, because I was going to get a small breakfast plate because I wanted to check out the breakfast and then a regular Swedish meatball dinner. So I went up to order and I said, small breakfast plate. And she just hands me one Swedish pancake. And I said, and I pointed to the TV and I was like, lady, the small breakfast plate, which is $3 or $4, it's just the regular breakfast without the crepe. I was like, what? This is poor training, or does she do this all day? You know what? It gave me Stockholm syndrome, honey.
Oh.
It gave me Stockholm syndrome. But I was like, and I was pointing to the TV, but she didn't turn around. I was like, I guess I'll get a medium plate. I don't know. But yeah, it was fine. I'm glad we went, and it's cheap. It's definitely cheap. And with restaurant prices just outrageous now. Like every plate, I think, is going to be $20. Burger and fries, $20. A couple tacos, rice and beans, $20. For $10, it's a steal, but it's $10. It's you get what you pay for. It's not great. It's fine. It's a little disappointing, but the meatballs were solid. You also got a pastry. This is the name of the item, pastry with almond paste. How creative. It was green and brown. It was very, I didn't find it appetizing at all, looks wise. What'd you think of the pastry with almond paste, darling?
I did not like it because I don't like, why did I get it? I don't like almond paste. I don't like almond flavored sweets. It tasted just like marzipan, which I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
But it was 89 cents.
It was 89 cents.
I was like, I got to try it.
And you tried half and then you, I tried half. I would compare it to the grandma's brownies, like the grandma, the grandma brand that makes cookies and other assorted treats. But they don't make the brownies anymore. But the grandma's brownies from the 80s or the current Little Debbie Cosmic brownies, where it's just cheap, crappy fudge. There's nothing redeeming about it. And the fact that they make it green, like half green, it's just like, what's going on here? You got a jar of lingonberry jam.
Yes. I was so excited to be able to buy it. I didn't know they sold this by the jar.
Its formal full name is Ekologisk Silt Lingon. Like, can we all, can IKEA pipe down with all these, their bedside dressers named Hurt-a-Dirt-a-Dirt-a-Do.
You're being very offensive right now.
They're the one appropriating their own culture. I mean, I'm all for cultural appropriation, but can we just calm down with all these names that we can't pronounce, us dumb Americans cannot pronounce? $6 for a jar of jam, honey. Have you opened it yet?
No, saving it for a special occasion.
Yeah, it does. It's low in sugar, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much lower than normal jams that you find in American stores.
Would you say it's better than a regular jam, or is it just different?
It's just different.
I see. We spent $46. I don't know how we spent $46 because I totaled everything we ate and it was about $35 because we got two Swedish meatball dinners, just $20, $10 each. And then Luna got a breakfast. I got a breakfast. Those are $5-6 each. So that's $30-ish. And then you got a chocolate milk. I got a Diet Pepsi and that's it. So it was about $35, $36. I don't know.
Hmm.
And their checkout process is weird because, like, you get what you get on your tray and your plates, and then you walk up to a lady and she just kind of looks at everything and adds it up. I think we were taken again. I may have Stockholm syndrome from this incident, but we were overcharged. But it's like, I'm not gonna fight with this lady or whatever. I wasn't paying attention. Overall, IKEA food. It's cheap. It's crappy. It's fine.
It's not a win, but I still had a good time.
Yeah. And I want to go back.
Yeah, I do too.
We went there.
Maybe we do have Stockholm syndrome.
We went there when it was breakfast. But by the time we were leaving, breakfast was done. And they have cod. They have salmon. They have chicken tendies. So I think we could definitely go back for lunch. And I do want to try the cod, although my hopes are not high.
The bar needs to be very low for your expectations.
And the salmon and the generic off-brand soda. I want to try all that stuff. We definitely want to go back to IKEA to look at blinds, curtains.
Rugs.
Rugs.
Wall art.
What's this thing I'm
Comforter.
Pointing at? Down comforters. Yeah, definitely want to buy some stuff, and we'll go when it's just you and I, so we can take our sweet ass time and, purchase some stuff. And then they also have a bistro where they have hot dogs and a plant-based dog, which looked disgusting. I mean, it was like green. It was a green hot dog. It was closed at the time we went for whatever reason. And then they have more snacks. They have frozen, a bag of frozen meatballs you can buy at the little market hall thing. Yeah, definitely want to go back, but is the breakfast never again. I'm ashamed that I even purchased it. I should have known. But yeah, I'll definitely get some meatballs again and or some salmon or something else. Alrighty, where are we done, honey?
Yeah.
Okay, we're done. That's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown-up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for IKEA restaurant. You know what? The promo code should be, they charge you exactly what you bought. Because they charge us over $10. It's very confusing. There's no clocks. It's like a casino. There's no clocks. I don't know what's going on. It's like the Bermuda Triangle. We don't have a promo code for IKEA. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, I may have poked fun at Stockholm Syndrome, but they named the salad after it. They're laughing it up. The Swedes are just laughing it up. But I'm still a good person, and we're still good people. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your time. I hope you have a wonderful day / night. Bye-bye.
And a oop.
Ooh. We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy tender?
I can't eat no longer.
And a oop.